in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the rain.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
I feel the Lord in this place. I feel the Lord in this place. I feel the Lord in this place, yeah. I feel the Lord in this place. Come on, Lorraine. Feel.
I feel the Lord in this place. I feel the Lord in this place.
Brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, in this moment, because of you, I want to thank you and praise you.
Oh! to see 100. If I live to get old and gray, if I live to see all my children get grown, and if I live to see them go out on their own, I'll still be trying.
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. And this is the part I like. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole. And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. We come to tell you tonight about a love. What love? What love? What love? The Father had for me. What Hallelujah. What love? The Father. And let me tell you what he did. He died.
He died on Calvary.
Aren't you glad about that? He paid that awful price that I have. He paid, but you know what happened? And he rose. The Father has. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. They carried him to the cross. They whipped him all night long, and he never said a word, because he loved us. Can I get a witness? He kept dying for you and for me. He knew that we needed the right to sing his praises. And you know what happened? When we talk about his death, I'm glad tonight to know that he died, but something else happened. Can I get a witness? He stayed in the grave for three long days. But one Sunday morning, he got up from the grave. And we'd like to tell you what happened. And he rose.
And he rose.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire. Show.
showcase, 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 fellowship, inspire.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Worship you alone, blessed Savior, my God, from the depths of my heart, I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King. Yeah. I worship you,
worship you alone,
blessed Savior.
My God, the ends of the earth.
getting a little too hard to bear. We searched all over for the remedy, but it looked like we can't find it nowhere. And then I remember you said,
against your heart. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win.
I said, that everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me wins.
Shifting the atmosphere.
One more time.
You ought to tell them thank you. You ought to get on your feet right now and say, Lord, I'll thank you. He's here. I said he's here. I said he's here. You might not can see him, but I feel him. He's here. I want to know before we get started, how many know God is an awesome God? There should have been hands all over this building. I said, how many know God is an awesome God? Got another song that I want to sing. This song is part of my testimony. One day I was sitting down at the house looking back to see where the Lord had brought me from. I began to stick a pen and a paper and write
for
dying of me. Protect my family. I'm so thankful for favor. Yeah, I'm so grateful for favor. Yeah, it takes one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor.
Yeah. 5 minutes after the hour, and what a great time we're having thus far. Here's the sounds of Mr. J. Coswell and the Ambassadors. You're catching the wave.
think realistically
yes, sir.
About that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want said? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
Don't forget to
come home, I'll come on home. Brother, keep the lamp burning in the window, oh, till I come home. If you keep that lamp, oh, keep it burning in the window till I come home.
Going down memory lane. Oh my, 18 minutes after the hour. We're in the overdrive, huh? Taking you on up into the evening drive. My goodness, you're catching the wave. Your host, the Anointed One, again on a wonderful day as we give him all the praise. Help me, somebody.
Open up your eyes and see. Life is what it's meant to be. Make the changes, instigate it. Time to take a stand. Go for what is pure and true. Trust in God in all you do. Tell the people all around you, love will find a way.
If you're searching for a true friend in that time of pain, in your time of grief, all alone, I know you sit and try just to let you know everything's gonna be.
Yeah.
Your best.
Right at the bottom of the hour, all of my life, I'm going to love Jesus forever. Somebody said, I know that's right, huh? You're having a great day. I pray that you are. We're going to keep it going right on up to the top of the hour. Once again, my pleasure. And I thank you so much for catching the wave right here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2. Oh, my. What time is it, huh? It's time to have some church. Let's go to Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Here is Pastor Kelvin Phubbs. Somebody say anybody want to praise him? I know I do, huh?
Lift your eyes from the ground. Heaven is calling us.
We are about 9 minutes before the top of the hour, and the sister said, give me a clean heart, huh? Somebody's heart need to be cleansed this day, huh? I don't know who you are or where you are, but check yourself, huh? See if your heart cleans. It'll make it life much more easier. And guess what? Somebody can love you back. Let's go with the sounds of Foundation. This one right here is Just In Time. You know that's right. I know that's right, brother. You can call him any time, any day, any night, and he will show up and show out, huh? If you want to receive him, huh? If you believe in him, huh? If you trust him. Somebody said, I trust him, I believe him, and I've already received him. All right. Well, look, to God be the glory. Thank you again for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure, and thank you. We love you and appreciate each and every person that tunes in right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our website, NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. Keeping it real, like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord, deliver you. Hello, somebody. Don't forget our awesome men and women of God that's right here every day, right here, coming forth with the word of God, line upon line and precept upon precept. And you can lock in and catch them right here on the radio broadcast. Don't forget our television broadcast every Saturday. That's 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at dekalb.com. That's live screen, D DEKALB.com out of DeKalb, Georgia. Now, let's get back with more music. Let's go down memory lane with the late, great sister herself. We call her Sister Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. The same God that He will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for His Son Jesus loving us so much that He came and He went on the cross for each and every one of us. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for His Son Jesus being the Word. John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the Word. I tell God thank you for that Word. I thank God for Him walking and being the example that we can follow. I thank God for His Holy Ghost power that leads and guides and teaches. I tell God thank you. I thank God for being the God who said, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. I tell God thank you. If you don't feel Him, He ain't going nowhere. Check yourself out and see if you have stepped away from God. I tell God thank you. I thank God for every new day that He allow me to see. I thank God for every new day that He allow you to see. I thank God for being the God that loves us so much that when we were yet sinners, He still watched over us, and He sent His Son Jesus. Father God, we thank You for this brand new day. I thank You for Your Son Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank You for how You watched over us as we slumber and slept on last night. I thank You for waking us up this morning, God. Oh, Father God, not only me, but all those that You saw fit to wake up this morning. And I tell You, thank You, God. Oh, Father God, in Your Son Jesus' name, I tell You, thank You for blessing in the name of Jesus. I thank You for being the God that provides in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Your Son Jesus' name, I thank You for encamping Your angels round about us in the name of Jesus. I thank You for binding up the hands of Satan in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Your Son Jesus' name, I ask You to bless in the name of Jesus. I ask You to deliver in the name of Jesus. I ask that You heal, that You deliver, that You work miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell You, thank You for all things. Father God, bless in the hospitals, God. Oh, Father God, in Your nursing homes, bless in the prisons, God. Oh, on the streets, God. Continue to pour out Your blessings, God, according to Your will and Your way, God. Oh, Father God, in Your Son Jesus' name, I thank You for Your Holy Ghost power that leads and guides and teaches in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank You for touching it over my seat in the name of Jesus, that You get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch that baby, God. Anoint her afresh right now, God. Lead and guide her in the name of Jesus, that You get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, bless her family right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Bless your apostles, bless your prophets, bless your evangelists, bless your pastors, bless your teachers, God, those that are standing on your word. Bless your deacons, your deaconesses, God, oh, your disciples, God, that is doing a will that you have called them to do, God. Oh, bless them in the name of Jesus. Anoint them afresh right now, God, with your Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. Father God, we tell you thank you for all things, great and small. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you bind up the hands of Satan, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Satan, you got to go. You got to leave him alone in the name of Jesus, that he gets all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I bless you. And I praise you just for being God. Oh, Father God, continue to bless the radio station, God, with your Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus, I lift up married couples to you, God. Bring them together even the more, God. Anoint them afresh with your Holy Ghost power, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you, dear God. Bless our young people, God. Keep a hedge around them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, keep your angels in camp round about them, protecting them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for this brand new day that he has made. I tell God, thank you, because he is the God that never, ever changes. He is the God that said in his word, you can cast all of your cares upon me, for I careth for you. He said in the word of God, and his word is true, that he will never leave us or forsake us. And I'm so glad that he is always there, that all we got to do is speak his name, and he will come to our rescue. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for all that he is doing. I tell God, thank you just for being the God that looked beyond my faults and saw that I had a need, and he came to my rescue. And I tell God, thank you just for being God. I give him glory. I give him honor. I give him praise. Because he is the God that heals. He is the God that delivers. He is the miracle worker. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this brand new day that he has made. And I tell God, thank you, because could nobody else do what he has done and created this new day? And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. I tell God, thank you. And on Tuesdays we have Bible study starting at 7 o'clock p.m. And on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study because the third Tuesdays we have noonday prayer. But I encourage you to go into the Word of God wherever you are. As you go into the Word of God, that's where we get our strength from. And the Word of God let us know that we are to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. When we are doers of the Word, we grow in God. And I tell God, thank you. And we thank God for the opportunity to come on NFI Radio on Tuesdays at 9:30 to 10 o'clock, and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock. And on the first and third Tuesdays, we tell God, thank you for Pastor Michael Austin coming to join us to bring forth the word. And we invite you to still come and be with us and enjoy the Word of God. We thank God for our sister churches as we came together on this past Sunday for Friends and Family Day. Thank you, True Way Apostolic Holiness Church, and thank you, Church Without Walls. And we would like to send a thank you to Elder Paul Taylor for coming to bring the Word of God. We thank God for you. And as we come back together on today, when we were last together, we was talking about keeping our focus on Jesus Christ. And when we keep our focus and we keep it spiritually, I know something might be on sale at the store, but I'm talking about the spiritual sight of keeping our focus. And when we keep our focus spiritually, that's letting me know that we are watching and following Jesus and that we trust him, whether everything is going well or if we're going through a storm. We put our trust in Jesus. We don't look at the situation, but we look at Jesus and all that he is doing and all that he can do. When we keep our focus on Jesus, we might can't stick our finger out and touch him. But one thing that I know, that if I walk in faith, trusting and believing him, that I'm going to come through with victory no matter what the circumstances is. When I keep my focus on Jesus, I won't look to the right and I won't look to the left. I will do what his words say do. When you keep your focus on Jesus and you follow him and do what the word of God say to do, Satan may come at you, but because your focus is on God, you're going to recognize when the enemy come into your territory. When you keep your focus on God, your attention is given unto him. When you keep your focus on Christ, he has all of our attention, not just some of it, not just on certain days, but he has our attention at all times, and we concentrate on him. When we keep our focus on Jesus, we have him in our minds. We don't have nobody else or nothing else, but we stand on the word of God as we coming back talking about keeping our focus on Christ, not on nothing else or nobody else. And I know that we have things that we have to do, and those things we do, we have to be focused when we're working our jobs, when we're driving down the highway. But we have to keep our spiritual mind on Christ. And I tell God, thank you. Romans 8, verse 5 says, for they that are after the flesh do mind things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. I tell God, thank you, that when we do things according to the flesh, that's coming from us. The Spirit don't have anything to do with it. But when we are doing things after the Spirit of God, we are seeking to submit unto the Holy Ghost of God. We're going to follow his directions. We're going to concentrate on what he will have us to do that God desires. When we have the mind of Christ, we're going to do the things that he desires us to do. And when we walk in the spirit and we are spiritual minded, we won't have a carnal mind. And I tell God, thank you. When we do what the word of God say to do, you're going to find that, yeah, you do keep your focus on God. As we look at Colossians 3 verses 1 through 4, the word of God say, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. I tell God, thank you. When we keep our focus on God, I tell God, thank you, that because he died for us, then we know that our life is hidden with Christ in God. I tell God, thank you. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then we will appear with him in glory. And when we keep our focus on heavenly things, I ain't talking about just walking outside looking up to the sky, but I'm talking about those heavenly things. I tell God, thank you, that we will keep our focus on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They will have our whole attention. When we keep our focus on things above and we are remembering that Christ is seated in glory and has all power, I tell God, thank you, that we then know that we have a new life. Yeah, we do. Because, see, the old person dies when we give our life unto Jesus. When you turn away from sin and turn unto the true and living God, you find that your mindset is different. You find that your heart is different. When you keep your focus on Jesus, you are not concerned about earthly things. We live on this earth, but we have our hearts and our minds set on heavenly things. We have turned away from the old man and we become brand new. Did you know that when you turn unto God, your thought process changes? It is no longer old. It is a new thought. You think about the goodness of Jesus and all he is doing for you. When you turn and keep your focus on God, you find that we have died to that old self. Yeah, because you don't sin no more. I know we are not perfect, but we strive for perfection. And we find that Christ is our life. And as he is our life, we keep our focus on him. And as we keep our focus on him, and we stay in the word of God, that lets us know that, yes, he's going to come back again. I tell God, thank you, because as he come back again to claim his church, we will get to see him in glory. And I tell God, thank you. But if we don't keep our focus on God and his son Jesus, we don't keep our minds stayed on him, you're going to find that your faith
get shaky. But as long as you keep your focus on Jesus, remember we talked the last time about doing an assignment for God. He has sent us to do a work. But on the way to do what God has told us to do, we look to the right and we might see a sign that say yard sale. Don't you stop there. Keep going to do what God tell you to do. Don't be entertained by Satan, but keep your focus on the true and living God. You might keep going because you know God have called you to do a work. And you get down the road a little bit further and you see a sign that say vegetables for sale. But you got to keep your mind stead on Jesus. You can't hit the exit ramp and go and get the vegetables. When we keep our mind stead on Jesus, you won't look to the right. You won't look to the left. You will keep your eyes on Jesus. Your heart will stay in the word of God, and you will be that obedient son of God. When you walk in obedience, you're going to find that you keep your mind stayed on him. I know we got to go to work. I know we have things to do. But even in the midst of doing our jobs, we still got to keep our focus on God. Because, see, remember everywhere that Jesus went, Satan was there coming at him. As we have our focus and our mind set on Jesus, we do what he have called us to do. And we believe his word. As we keep our focus on Jesus, you remember that we have work to do, that God gets all of the glory. If we look at Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 14, the word of God said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus coming to share and show that he walked in humility. And as he walked in humility and humanity, we see that Satan came at him. And as Jesus did these things, he did it for us so that we would know that he had to go through some of the same things that we had to go through. And we saw that he was the one, Jesus, that broke the power of the devil. We couldn't do it, but God did it. And we thank God for his son, Jesus. And verse 15 said, he delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. I thank God that his son, Jesus, freed us. And I tell God, thank you that he made us free, that we don't have to be under the bondage of Satan. If we keep our focus on Jesus, we're going to do the word of God. I tell God, thank you because of his son Jesus coming to earth. He had to experience walking in human form. I tell God, thank you, couldn't nobody else be divine and human but him. And as he came, he was merciful. And he came as a faithful high priest on our behalf. You find that in Hebrews 2, verse 17. And I tell God, thank you. And if we look at verse 18, you see that he suffered for all of us, not just for some of us, but he suffered for all of us. And he will help us when we are tempted by the world to keep our focus on him. I tell God thank you. When we keep our mind and our heart focused on Jesus, you're going to find that you will not walk in sin. You're going to find that you will serve the true and living God. You're going to find that when you keep your focus on Jesus, that you're going to have to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. You're going to find that when you keep your focus, that you have power over the enemy. But if you let your attention shift and you don't keep your mind stayed on Jesus, you're going to find that you lose your spiritual focus. Because, see, we can look with our eyes and see certain things. And in the Spirit of God, there are things that he will allow us to see that might come to try and get our attention. But when we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, each and every day, you find that you serve him with your whole heart. When you have that divine focus, you're going to find that you stand on the word of God. You're going to find that you are obedient to God, that no devil in hell can come and get your attention. We live in this world, but we are not of this world. We are not sinners. We serve God. We keep our focus on him. We don't entertain Satan. We have to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. And when you rebuke him in the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. And don't think that he's going to stay away, because, see, Satan don't come at those that he has, but he go at those that love the God with their whole heart. Those that have their focus and their attention is set on God. You can't serve two masters. I keep telling you that, and there are days that I speak the word to myself, okay, Gladys, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the others. Keep your focus on Jesus. That's why there are days that you're going to have to speak the word to yourself. Greater is he that is in me, the God that is in me, than if I was in the world. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for residing on the inside. Father, I thank you for your son sitting beside you, interceding on my behalf. As he intercedes on my behalf and keep me walking in righteousness, I keep my focus on you. But if you find that you hit the exit ramp and you begin to sin, you have lost your focus. Don't lose your focus, babies. Keep your focus on Jesus. As you keep your focus on Jesus, I know we're human and we're subject to error, but we gotta quit making excuses. We got to trust God with our whole hearts. Whether everything is going good or whether there's some storms raging, we still got to keep our focus on God. We still got to keep faith in him. Might not be able to reach our fingers out and touch him. Why? Because the word of God say, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When we keep our focus on Jesus, you're going to find that you won't entertain Satan, that those distractions that come won't get your attention. You're going to find that when you keep your focus on Jesus, that you don't worry about worldly things, but you keep your focus on God. And as you keep your focus and your attention on him, you're going to find that your faith grows. You're going to find that you look forward to going to heaven to be with him, because greater is he that is in you than you that are in the world. The word of God tells us to set our minds on things above and not on earthly things. I want to see Jesus, and I want to see him in peace. I tell God, thank you that as I set my mind on him and I keep my focus on him, that when I could be frowning, I find that the Holy Ghost would keep me smiling. I find that when I could be down in the valley, and I might go there sometime, but guess who's in the valley with me waiting to bring me out? Because God said I would never, ever leave you or forsake you. Keep your focus on God. When we come back again, we're going to be talking about the new babes and how you, as a new believer, you can keep your focus on God. You can keep your attention on him. God bless you. God bless you. Continue to keep your focus on God. Amen.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
You the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.
Jesus. All with the
you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
The blackness.
When I was facing the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up and
brought new purpose in my life. Yes, you did.
When I was out in the cold,
somebody helped me.
You took me in and gave me shelter.
And you gave me my tranquility.
Where your arms can be that.
Come to church for one going through something right now. The reason why the devil is fighting you the way he is, because you're just blessed like that. But know this.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. We come to let you know that the devil don't like it, but you're blessed like that.
Oh, the devil don't like it, cousin.
song is about heaven, all right? Houston, I said the song is about heaven. I said the song is about heaven. It's about heaven. I want you to clap with me. Clap, clap. Come on, come on. Houston, Houston, come on. Don't you go nowhere, don't you go nowhere. Come on, come on. Watch this, keep trying to get me.
No. This is another SOP exclusive. That's Bliss, and I'm Natalie. And this phrase about to change the game. Y'all ready for this? Come on.
No condemnation, I'm free. I got that thing in liberty. Don't care what they think about me.
Yeah. Figure it out. Come on.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yo, it's about the praise.
Sing.